The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says that the U.S. president's travel ban on six Muslim-majority countries does not help the fight against terrorism.
Well, we always believe that the Muslim ban that President Trump imposed soon after assuming office had no basis in facts, and it would not help fight terrorism. In fact, it would be a greatest gift to extremist groups who would use it as a rallying cry to attract new followers.
Zarif made the remarks during a joint press conference with his German counterpart in Berlin. He said that Trump's travel ban cannot help increase anybody's security. The Iranian foreign minister says citizens of the countries whose entry in the U.S. is banned are being punished for other nations' acts of terrorism. Zarif once again stressed the necessity for resolving regional crises through dialogue. Fouad Izadi is a professor at the University of Tehran, who joins us to share with us his thoughts on this. Well, let's talk about, I mean, this has been talked about before, but let's talk about the premise of this ban. Is it a premise that you accept in terms of it helping U.S.'s national security?
It does not help U.S. national security. There was a study by the Cato Institute. This is an American think tank. And they look back about 40 years, going back to 1975. And from the six countries that are listed and are going to be, the citizens of these six countries are going to be banned, they found no terrorist activities by the citizens of these countries in the United States. They are some countries in our part of the world that engage in a state sponsor of terrorism. Saudi government is one. We have some citizens of these countries that engage in terrorism. But Iran and the other five countries that are listed are not those countries. They're others. We should also point out to this fact that just because a citizen of a country engages in terrorism, banning the whole nation is not logical. It's unethical. So this does not give permission, even if we had people that engaged in terrorism. This does not give permission to the United States government to ban all citizens. This is major discrimination. And it's very surprising, to be honest, that the U.S. Supreme Court does not see the discrimination in the president's executive order. We do know that five judges on the Supreme Court are appointed by the Republican presidents, but these guys are supposed to be judges. They're not supposed to be political hacks, and they're not supposed to do favor when their party is in power. Apparently, they are not interested in what the U.S. Constitution even talks about with regard to not discriminating against nations and religions. And they are doing things that are quite surprising to a lot of people.
Well, the critiques against this Muslim ban is very evident, and one of them is the fact that you have, for example, Saudi Arabia and the UAE that have been cited to be, one way or another, at least connected to the 9/11 attacks. Shouldn't they be part of this ban?
No, they should not, because, as I said, banning a whole nation because some citizens in that nation engage in terrorism is not justified. It's not ethical. It's not logical. It creates more problems when you discriminate against people. What the United States should do is to realize that the terrorism that some people in the Muslim world engage in gets its ideology from Wahhabi Islam. And Wahhabi Islam is preached by the Saudi government. But you see the U.S. government doing the opposite. The U.S. government is supporting the Saudi government. Mr. Trump and King Salman are dancing together without paying attention to what's going on around them with regard to the Saudis supporting terrorism, killing innocent people in Yemen, causing a lot of difficulties in the Muslim world. So the U.S. talks about fighting terrorism, but in reality, they're actually supporting the biggest state sponsor of terrorism in this part of the world after Israel. So what we should conclude is that the United States is not really serious about fighting terrorism. The United States is serious about fighting Iran, which is a victim of terrorism. Most of the people that are going to be affected by this ban are people that are from Iran. The other five countries relatively send less people to the United States when you compare them to the Iranians. So this is basically an Iranian ban, this is a very bad step, especially just a couple of weeks after we had that major terrorist attack in Tehran. So they're sending a wrong signal to the enemies of Iran by putting Iranians on this ban.
Thank you for that. Professor of the University of Tehran, Fouad Izadi.